You're listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. Yesterday at the Calaveras Board of Supervisors meeting, the Calaveras Public Health Department delivered a COVID-19 report. Here are the edited portions of what took place.
Good morning, Madam Chair, members of the board, Kristen Stranger, Health and Human Services Agency. In terms of statewide numbers, as of November 15th, 2020, our statewide numbers for COVID-19 positive cases are at 1,029,235. Statewide, we have experienced 18,263 fatalities. Local data includes 390 active cases of COVID-19 in our, 390 confirmed cases in our community. Active cases remain at 24. And we have experienced 21 fatalities thus far. An update that we released yesterday afternoon, as it was made public during the governor's noon press announcement, is that Calaveras County has been moved to a more restrictive tier, the orange or moderate tier. We are one of four counties who remain in this tier. And as you know, the bulk of the state has moved to the most restrictive tiers due to surges in disease as well as impacts on the testing positivity rate. On November 16th, 2020, Governor Newsom announced the utilizations of the state's emergency break built into the California's blueprint for a safer economy. Due to an unprecedented surge in the rate of increase of cases of COVID-19 in every region of the state, the California Department of Public Health implemented immediate changes to its tier assignment process. So what is new? The tier assignments now may occur at any day of the week, and may occur more than once a week when CDPH determines that immediate action is needed. Counties may move back more than one tier if CDPH determines that there is a need for intensive intervention. Those types of considerations include the rate of increase in new cases and or test positivity rates, public health capacity, and other epidemiological factors. The last point that I wanted to make is that the emergency break does not alter the state guidelines governing school reopenings. Schools that have already reopened when a county was in a less restrictive tier may remain open if that county moves to the purple tier. As you know, all Calaveras County schools, the public schools in our community, have reopened in some manner, with extreme modifications, of course. So those schools, as I've said since the beginning, our job at Public Health is to support the local schools in whatever method of educational delivery that they feel is best. And so at this current time, they do remain open, and they do have done a fantastic job of preparing their school site protection plans and engaging in all of the preventative behaviors. And so that is a current status on the local schools. So as I mentioned, the state is seeing an increase in COVID-19 hospitalizations as well as intensive care unit admissions. We too are experiencing an increase in COVID-19 patients at our local hospitals, not to the levels that are warranting any sort of surge, but they are impactful. With that, I will stop and take any questions.
Okay, thank you. Are there any public comments on this item?
Terry McBride, District 2. I have here your oaths of office, every single one, and that includes the public health officer and director and everything else. I highly recommend every single one of you go home and read the Constitution. 14th Amendment, all persons born or naturalized in the United States and subject to the jurisdiction thereof are citizens of the United States or of the state wherein they reside. No state shall make or enforce any law, I would include mandates, which shall abridge the privilege or immunities of citizens of the United States, nor shall any state deprive any person of life, liberty, or property, kind of sounds like what you're doing right now, without the process of law, nor deny any person within its jurisdiction equal protection of the laws. Do you know that you lose a lot of your civil liberties when in a power position that you guys have, you're walking all over people's constitutional rights? The great Gavin Newsom, the dictator, and his Gestapo, known as the public health, the numbers aren't there. I have people I know personally who went in for a surgical procedure and were called COVID. They didn't get a bill. They contacted the hospital. How come? You were COVID. No, it wasn't. I had surgery. Oh, the government pays the bill, so we just do it as COVID. This is someone I know personally, and I've heard about this too many times. Flu season comes every year. This is no worse than the flu. We've lost less people due to the flu. You guys, including the public health, get a paycheck. You're not working at 25% capacity now, are you? How in the hell do you expect any business in this county to survive at 25% capacity? Honest to goodness, you guys, do you look in the mirror? Do you look at your constituents? I don't think you do anymore. I think you've forgotten who you are. You run in fear. Gain a spine. Stand up. Tell them we want proof. We want to see numbers. And he has no money. $100 billion in the red, guys.
Thank you, Ms. McBride.